everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we are small for the start of the day. We might get a little knee-high set on the inside from the east at about 7 seconds, but that's about it from what the looks of it. Light southeast morning winds are going to build a little for this afternoon, and that could push up a little extra wind swell size later today. Tides are going to be high tide at 11:15 a.m., and your best bet's probably going to be the low tide this afternoon at 4:51 p.m. For this weekend, on Saturday, we start to see a little effect of this area of low pressure in the Gulf. That's going to bring us some south winds that are going to build up a little bit as the day goes on. And that might bring us a little sloppy 4-second southeast wind swell later in the afternoon. Now, that could build us up a little bit of thigh-high surf later in the day. Might even see some lucky bigger sets up in northern Florida. And then on Sunday, those winds are going to ease just a little bit, and we're going to drop back off a notch, probably more to the knee to thigh-high range. Now, again, this will mostly be for north of the Cape. We'll see a little bit for south of the Cape, but northern areas have a little more fetch to work with, so when you have these south winds, it's usually a little bigger up that way. Looking ahead, south winds continue from Monday through the midweek, assuming this area of low pressure kind of swings the way that they're saying it's going to swing. And that's just going to keep bringing us that southeast wind swell through the midweek. Winds should shift offshore later in the week, and that should clean things up just in time for a little 8-second east swell that we could see off of this area of high pressure if it keeps going on the track that they're forecasting. I know it's a lot of ifs, but these tropical areas of low pressure, they kind of do their own thing sometimes, and that shifts winds around quite a bit. So giving you a proper forecast a week out, it gets a little tricky. But that's all right, because I will be back on Monday to give you guys an update on that forecast. And that's also why I go out there and keep these cams up and running, because you know they're the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, have a great weekend, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.